This is program number LW2725. Well, you know what failure looks for? Hi, this is Larry West. Failure looks for a place to sit down. It's the guys who, when faced with failure, turn and lengthen their stride. They're the ones who succeed. He was an energetic young man several years back. I'm talking about a clerk in a hardware store. It was one of those old-time hardware stores, you know, the kind we used to have, where when you went in to buy something, you didn't have to buy a package of hooks or nails. You could buy one at a time if you wanted to, remember? Anyway, like many old-time hardware stores, the inventory in this one included thousands of dollars worth of items that were obsolete, out of date. And as a result, customers seldom called for them. Well, this young man, this clerk, was smart enough to know that no thriving business could carry such an inventory and still show a healthy profit. So he came up with an idea. Why not throw a sale to get rid of the stuff? He asked the store's owner about it. The owner was reluctant, but he finally agreed, okay, let's do it. Set up a table in the middle of the store. The clerk did it and priced everything on the table at 10 cents. You know what happened? It was a huge success. So the young clerk got permission to run a second sale. It, too, went over just as well. Well, all the success gave the young clerk another idea. Why not open a store and sell nickel-and-dime items all the time? Why not? He could run the store, and his boss could supply the capital. Well, he went to his boss about it, but the boss was just not as enthusiastic about it as the young clerk was. The plan will never work, he said. You can't find enough items to sell at a nickel and a dime. Well, there was the young man's obstacle. Now, did he count it as failure? And did his failure look for a place to sit down? No. Though he was disappointed, he launched out on his own and turned his idea into a fortune. The young clerk's name was F.W. Woolworth. Years later, his boss commented, rather sadly. He said, well, as near as I can figure it, every word I used in turning Woolworth down cost me about $1 million. You know, the successful man is the guy who, when he faces obstacles, turns and lengthens his stride. Failure looks for a place to sit down. Success takes longer strides. Thomas Edison didn't sit down and give up when his first efforts to find an effective filament for the carbon incandescent lamp met with failure. He lengthened his stride. He sent men to China, to Japan, to South America, to Asia, Jamaica, Ceylon, Burma, in search of fibers and grasses to be tested in his laboratory. Luther Burbank, the plant wizard, didn't quit when his obstacles blocked the way. At one time, he personally conducted more than 6,000 experiments before he found the solution. George Westinghouse was treated really as a mild lunatic by most railroad executives in his day. Stopping a train by wind? The man's crazy. Yet Westinghouse persevered in his invention of the air brake. James Watt built model after model of his steam engine before he got one that worked efficiently. Everybody gets on the wrong road at one time or another. All of us come upon hills, rough roads, and dangerous detours. But what you do when you meet the obstacles determines your destiny. The successful guy is the one who, when faced with the obstacles, lengthens his stride. Failure looks for a place to sit down. And the world never hears of the one who lets that happen. Got a question for you today. Do you have what it takes? I mean, when you come upon an obstacle, do you have what it takes to turn, not to sit down, but to take strides in another direction? When you find out that all the advertising does not deliver what it's promised, when you discover that materialism doesn't bring the satisfaction guaranteed, and when you find out that drugs and divorce and selfish ambition that we're constantly told has all the answers, when you find out that those are obstacles that destroy real happiness, contentment, peace of mind, don't sit down. Turn around and take some strides in God's direction. I'm Larry West with World Radio, and I care. Speaking for Churches of Christ, we care. I have a Bible study course I think will help. It's yours free. Write me for it and care of this address. Church of Christ, West Monroe, Louisiana, 71291.